This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles.
All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, guys. What a night yesterday at Wrigley Field. Boy, that was an exciting game, a pretty well-played game all the way around, and a nice outcome for the White Sox.
No doubt about it, and you know, maybe we're not giving the Sox enough credit for the pitching performance they had, because we have a lot of people wondering this morning what's wrong with the Cubs' offense. Why were they only able to score one run on a solo homer on the first pitch of the game, and then nothing else after that? Well, Ivan Nova pitched probably his best game of the year. I thought he really was lights out. The bullpen came in and got the job done, and Colome, he did what he does, came in and got another save.
You know, Nova, believe it or not, has six starts this year where he's allowed just one run. Unfortunately, people choose to remember the other eight where he's given up a lot of runs. And that's been the Ivan Nova experience. But You know, you look across the yard, and, you know, Hamels has been the best pitcher in the National League as of late. You know, he's just been lights out, and, you know, the way that he had 22 scoreless innings up until that sixth inning when they scored a run, that was high in the National League at this point. So it's been impressive. The sad part is when you get good outings like the Cubs have had and not scoring the runs, the last 8 games they scored 33. That's not awful, but in one of those games they scored 10. So it's really an average of about 3 runs a game over that period of time.
You know, Bruce, I think it also underscored last night how good the White Sox bullpen has been. And when you saw Bummer and Fry and Marshall and then Colome finishing out the way he has finished out so many games this year, it reminds you just how consistent that group has been this season. Now, a texter kind of challenged me earlier when I said I thought Ricky Renteria handled the bullpen well, and I thought he was a little more aggressive in going to it when he did, managing this game like it really mattered to the White Sox a little bit more, maybe a little bit different. Did you agree, and what did you make of the way he handled the bullpen?
Hey, he's there to teach these guys how to win games, and he's not there to you protect players when they need protecting, but this was about winning an important baseball game. If people don't think a June game for the Chicago White Sox is important, then they weren't paying attention to the Yankees series, and they weren't paying attention to last night, because this is part of the growth chart for the Chicago White Sox to feel good about themselves, play with the big boys, and play well. And that, you know, other than that ball that dropped in center field, they played a good ball game. Renteria's charge is to go out there and do everything he can to win a ball game. You know, overworking a bullpen is something that we see in a lot of different parks with a lot of different managers. That's just the nature of the game right now. But as you mentioned, David, you know, Bummer and Marshall, these guys are coming to age for the White Sox right now, and used in the way they want to use them the rest of the year, they can grow into very important pitchers for the Chicago White Sox. The problem is that the B relievers are not good enough. So sometimes when you get Bummer and Marshall, who you want to only use in tie or ahead situations, you're not quite there yet.
what are you anticipating tonight? Lucas Giolito has been just absolutely fantastic, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. And obviously he won at Wrigley when he was one of the worst pitchers in baseball. Does that give him any kind of advantage, the way that he's been pitching? What is your anticipated outcome?
Well, you know, he's been, you know, probably the best pitcher in baseball for, you know, a while now. Will he get overhyped? Will he think back to that game last year where he had the two wild pitches and seven walks and still won that game? I asked him about that last night, right before he left, and he said, hey, you know, I was able to win last year. I'm a different guy now going out there. The Cubs are a great challenge. You know, it's going to be fun to play. And that's what you hear in that locker room right now. They are having a great time of feeling good about themselves and growing mentally as contenders. Now, they're not there yet. We know the starting pitching isn't quite there yet for them to be thinking about wild cards. They think they're going to be a playoff team, so that's all that matters. But Giolito's looking forward to the challenge. The Cubs, you know, I mean, the offense just hasn't been there as of late, but we know they're an excellent team that hasn't been playing well, and luckily the whole division has completely backed up over the last 10 days or 2 weeks. Otherwise, they'd be maybe 3-4 games behind Milwaukee.
Bruce, take us through the Yoan Moncada saga yesterday. Before the game, Rick Renteria talks about him being available. When he was brought into the game, he did not look healthy, yet he did make a defensive play later that was key in turning a double play. What was said afterward, and what did you think of him being used?
Well, they don't think there's an injury to exacerbate, David. They believe that this is muscular and that he's pretty much over this. Otherwise, he wouldn't be out there on the field. As you said, it's noticeable that there is something not right. But you know, he did strike out in his only at bat, and Ricky Renteria says he expects him to be in the lineup tonight. So, from all of that, you know, we'll trust the medical staff of the White Sox and the coaching staff, and we'll see what we get tonight. But, you know, certainly they've missed him in the lineup, but nonetheless, the White Sox are playing good ball.
Yeah, it's interesting because they have a chance to get back to .500 tonight. I don't know if that means anything to them. You know, the big story is obviously Aloy and what he's managed to do of late and the home runs. And for him to go to Wrigley, where, of course, he was once a Cub and traded and the Quintana deal, that's really – it's hard to look at anything else after that game, even though, obviously, there are always 1,000 storylines to any game.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, standing waiting to get into the White Sox clubhouse afterwards and watching the White Sox – and there were a lot of White Sox fans out there last night. White Sox fans – feeling really good about themselves coming out of there talking about Aloy. I mean, that's, you know, it couldn't work out better for them. And that's not to diminish what this trade did for the Chicago Cubs. Quintana is not the ace of the Cubs staff, but when you add a guy who has a 3.50 ERA that pitches close to 200 innings every year, I was talking to a couple of Cubs executives about this, and they said you cannot oversell how important he has been to their team and how game-changing he's been to being able to go in the playoffs over the last couple of years. So he might not be the sexy guy right now in this trade, but he's still a very important one. With Eloy, you have the most magnetic young player going right now as far as you know, the home runs, the smile, the overall aura, the way he impacts the team, the fun he has with them. I mean, this has got to be a great joy for White Sox fans right now.
And it
now
is joyful. That's a really good word to use, Bruce, because you saw that in the exuberance after the game from him. You saw it in just the elation from Sox fans who on Twitter, people talking about tears in their eyes, and it certainly meant a lot. You've been around for a lot of these Cubs Sox games. When you looked at what happened last night with Aloy homering at Wrigley Field in the ninth inning to give his team a victory, is this one of those moments that goes down that you're going to remember for a long time in this series? Where do you put it in terms of context?
Well, it's right there probably with the A.J. And the Michael Barrett, I think. You know, or that big home run that was hit off of Dempster. You know, there's been so many moments. Kerry Wood ahead 8-0 against the White Sox, and then the Cubs end up losing that game. There's been great moments, but this one's right there. And even for Cub fans, and the bitter part of this thing is that, you know, they lose a player like this, but that was a great ball game last night between the two Chicago teams. Chicago baseball, the arrow is pointing up, and I think everybody that is a Chicago baseball fan should feel good about it. I know people in our industry certainly are enjoying the fact that the White Sox are relevant again. That makes for going out and covering the team and talking about it and writing about it much more interesting for everybody out there.
Bruce, we haven't really talked about it yet, but the Louis Robert was the MVP of the 2019 Southern League All-Star Game. Does that help with the idea of moving him up this year, or is he still got to go through more to get to that point?
And can he bat fifth tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. we're seeing Collins brought up. I tried to get Renteria to tell me whether this is a permanent move for Collins or is this just until Castillo's there. But, you know, you look at Alonso and, you know, what he hasn't brought to the team, and, you know, are the bats better off with Collins the rest of the year? Those are the questions that they have to answer, you know, with him. They really don't have much of a commitment to Alonso after this year other than $1 million buyout. So from that perspective, they have to figure that out. But, you know, it could be Lewis Robert time at the end of the year. But my guess is he spends the entire year in the minor leagues and competes for that center field job at the beginning of next year.
Bruce, going back to the Cubs for a second, Jed Hoyer talked about Kyle Hendricks' injury in terms of a, quote, little impingement. I don't know that that was something that sounded very positive. I don't know if that was a change in tone, but it certainly underscored just how serious this could be when you're talking about not necessarily a couple days. Theo talked the other day. It didn't sound as serious as it sounded yesterday talking when Jed talked about it. What did you think?
It sounds like something that's close to a month, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Impingement is never a good-sounding thing. So here's how they went about this. Test Tellum impingement. They're going to take their time. You know, the All-Star game's not too far away. That would probably be a time to shoot at to make sure that he's healthy for the rest of the year. They were going to bring up Alzolay. They sat around and they talked about how Chetwood had really, you know, changed things around for him and the team, and that it really wouldn't have been a fair situation. It wouldn't have worked well in the clubhouse if they skipped going to Chetwood and bringing Alzolay up right now. Therefore, they made the decision to go to Chetwood in place of Hendricks for now. Alzolay will be here, and when he does come here, you know, you're going to see at some point, unless Chetwood's doing that job, a lot of six-man rotation for the Cubs in the second half so they can keep some of their veteran pitchers strong. So that's something to look for going down the line. But the thinking was is that Chetwood earned this. It would work much better in the room if Chetwood got the start.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's wild.
Good stuff, Bruce.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Have fun tonight. Should be another good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.